This week, the Perek of the week is from Pirkei Avot, the fourth one. We read one Mishnah in it, Ben Zoma Omer, Ezu Hacham Alomed Mikol Adam Shneemar Mikol Melameda Yiskalti Ke'ed Botecha Zihali Ezu Gibor Kovashet Yitzro Shneemar Tov Erech Apayim Megibor Umoshel Beruho Milochet Ir Ezu Ashir Asameach Behelko שנאמר יגיע כפיך כי תאכל אשריך וטוב לך אשריך בעולם הזה וטוב לך לעולם הבא איזה הוא מכובד מכבד את הבריות שנאמר כי מכבדי אכבד ובוזי יקלו בן זומא his name was שמעון Look at that man of Ashavot, Omer. Lo'asinu, Siddishi. Yeah, I learned that in the Shavuot Shavuot. From where are you going? From where are you going to Hezbon? Lo'asinu na'aseh. Akavya ben Mahalal El Omer, Istakel b'shlosha devarim ve'en ataba lidei avera. The third parak. דע מאין באת ולאן אתה הולך ולפני מי אתה עתיד לתן דין וחשבון. מאין באת מטיפה סירוחה ולאן אתה הולך למקום עפר מוות ונעה. ולפני מי אתה עתיד לתן דין וחשבון. לפני מלך מלכי המלכים הקדוש ברוך הוא. עקביה בן מהלל אל דיברתי עליו ואמרתי שהוא היה כל כך גדול שיש אמרו שהוא נתנדה, אתה זוכר שדיברתי על זה?
זה גם נביאים,
בשבת. דיברתי על זה, אז דיברתי על זה בשבת, שאלה הלכתי הרבעים. כשביום שבת, שעבר היה השלישי, שבת הבאה זה הרבעי. בכל זאת, נאמר, אבל, this boy didn't hear it. הקמיה בן מהלל אל was one of the great תנאים. Up to now, פרק ראשון and שני, of פרקי אבות, they gave us the order exactly the way they were, first, second, in the history. Then, now they go back. There is no order anymore. HaKavya Memalel was even before the name that mentioned before. And was one of the greatest name. And some rabbis said that HaKavya Memalel said something wrong. And because of that he said something wrong, they condemned him for that. That's what they said. What was the thing? There were two great rabbis before him, Shemaya and Avtalion. Hachamim said, if there is woman Giyoret, and she is becoming Sota, as they used to let her dream suspected by the husband, Shemaya and Avtalion, she has to be equal to any other Jewish lady, and they make her drink the water. Akavya ben Mahalal said, no. And they told him, but Shemaya and Avtalion did. He said that he answered in a little bit, very harsh way, against Shemaya and Avtalion. He said, Shemaya and Avtalion, they did because they were just like her. They were descended from Gerim. And therefore they did. That was like an insult to Shemaya Avtalion. That's what the story is being given by some rabbis. Came other rabbis said, Has v'shalom. Never happened something like this. That Akavya ben Mahalal Er would be condemned. And that the whole story is wrong. Why? Because they say Akavya ben Mahalal Er used to come to Beit HaMikdash. He was at Tamo Beit HaMikdash. And in Beit HaMikdash, in Erev Pesach, the day before Pesach, came many, many of the people of Am Yisrael to Beit HaMikdash. For what? For Korban? Pesach. They offered the Korban. Millions of people. When they used to come, used to be three shifts. First shift comes in, the place is guarded, they close the gates. Nobody can come in. When they finish the Korban, the first shift, they go out, they open the gates again for the people to come in. Again, gets crowded, they make Korban Pesach, they walk out, comes the third shift. And they say, if Akavya ben Malal El was outside of the gates, they will never close the gates till Akavya ben Malal El will go in, because of his greatness. How could you say such a thing, that Akavya ben Malal El was condemned? Never. This was Akavya ben Malal El, and he was giving his students this advice. Histakel b'shlosha devarim. Look always at these three things, and you will never make avon. Ve'en atabali de'avera, bodadun. A person should remember all of his life. Where does he come from? Where does he go to? And what is he going to do after he will go to that destination? He comes, what is he? Nothing. Little drop. If you leave it out for a while, gets stinking. Yeah. He becomes who he grows in his mother's stomach, and then gets born, growing. What does he go to? What's his destination? Under the ground. What is under the ground? Comes dust, worms, that's all. Then what's he going to be proud of? Ge'e. Big shot. He should understand. A human being is nothing. He's nothing from the beginning, he's nothing at the end. And after that, the neshama goes to give an account. What do you do throughout your life? They have a record. Now, these are the three things. Which means, he means to tell us, why does a person make avon? Because he thinks something of himself. The Torah said, V'ram levavecha, v'shachachta et Hashem Elohecha. Now in Chumash Devarim, there is Moshe Rabbeinu, wrote all the book of Devarim, giving Musar to the people of Israel. And that Musar, he wrote the whole Chumash. And he went over many of the mitzvot to elaborate on them. And he tells them, Pentochal v'sabata, be careful. Maybe you'll eat a lot. Eating a lot, a person kicks around after that. Ubatim tovim tebne v'yashavta. You build beautiful homes. Summer home, winter home, vacation here, vacation there. Beautiful homes. Ubatim tovim tebne v'yashavta. You live in them. Ubkarecha v'tzonecha yirbeyun. Your wealth will multiply. Well, those days used to be in what? Farming. A lot of animals. Cattle, sheep, plenty. And you know, some people, they give maaser only from the newly born animals. They used to give 12,000 animals maaser. That means they had 120,000 newly born animals. Imagine how much they had in a farm. Then, b'chesef ezahav, you're turning it into hard currency. Silver, gold. What will happen after all this? V'ram levavecha. You feel very proud of yourself. Big shot, look at me, I'm a smart man. Look what I did. How much I made in my life. Who did it? I did it. Because my talent, I'm smart. He doesn't think that God did it for him. V'shachachta et Hashem Elohecha. You'll forget the Creator. This is what he said. V'amarta v'lbavecha, kohi v'otzem yadi, asali et ha'ayla. So you say in your heart, in your mind, I'm the one. I did it. That's why a person forgets about Hashem. If you forget about Hashem, you do anything you want. You start denying that anyone did it for you. This is what Kaviyav and Malal El is stressing. Because a person forgets what he is, and this why he makes Avirot. That's what leads a person to make Avirot. That one thing, if he doesn't remember what he was, and then he doesn't remember also what's going to be. Because the Gemara said, "Le'olam yagiz adam yetzer tov al yetzer hara." Forever, a person is overcome yetzer hara by yetzer tov. What does it mean? There is a fight between yetzer tov and yetzer hara. How can you tell that you let yetzer tov will overcome yetzer hara? They mean to say, a human being has two kind of forces in him. There is two kind of motivation to do something wrong or to be good. The goodness comes from the thought, at what we call neshama. Neshama is holy, is good. But the body has a desires for what? For pleasure. There is physical pleasure that a person gets, and he wants to satisfy his desires for pleasure. And the Torah tells him, Akaron has said, think what you are going to be at the end. What's desire? Marbe basar, marbe rima. You will have more, you eat more, you get more flesh and you. It's more worms over there. Marbe rima, marbe basar, marbe rima. For what? As a person is running, try to control yourself. Let your mind control your heart. This is what Akaviyam Malaleta. And remember also, Ata'atid liten din b'heshbon. What's it din? What heshbon? First of all, the person gives an account, then they see what he should be judged with. Din means judging. You Ata'atid liten din. You will give judgment. Then heshbon, the opposite. It should be heshbon, but din. First heshbon and then din. So now, when a person comes to have a nikot, when he is living here on this world, he said, I have apology. I have an excuse. They tell me, you learn Torah. How could I learn Torah? Torah is only for smart people. I'm not smart enough to learn Torah. Really? Yes, I have an excuse. They will ask me, did you learn? I said, Torah is very, very deep. Very hard to learn Torah. You need a talented man. I am not so talented to learn Torah. Okay. Then they ask him, did you deal in honesty and business? Nasata venatata be'emuna? He said, how could I? Why? Business. You go into the world of business. I'm so smart. I saw so many ways that I can make plenty of money. Number one, number two, number three. 100 ways that I can make a lot of money. And there is one way, which is called the honest way. You make a lot of money. And since I was so talented, so smart, I saw so many ways of making money, I couldn't control myself. The 100 ways, control the one way. What can I do? Oh God, you created me a smart man. And therefore, because you created me smart, I couldn't control myself. Then they tell him, wait in 1 minute. You smart? Why didn't you learn Torah? It's one of the two. Or that you are not talented, or you are talented. They tell him, first they tell him, did you deal in business and honesty? Then he said, I couldn't. I'm so smart. He said, wait a minute. Now, did you learn Torah? You start thinking. I'd say, no, I'm not smart. I just said I'm smart. They tell him, listen. What do you do? They don't know he has excuses. They tell him, come, join the court. Join the judges. You know, this man did such a thing. They tell him a story of what he did. What do you think? What? He comes, he passes judgment against that man. They tell him, Mister, you are the one. Mm-hmm. I went there, don't you remember? Come, we'll show you on television. This is your life. They give him exactly from the day he was born. Every movement he did. There is a record over there. Imagine a human being today. They do a little disc. That what? You have thousands and thousands of things in it. It's called computer. Computerized everything. In heaven there is better computer than here. They store everything over there. There is a little disc that gives for the whole community. Not for one person. Then they show him everything. They show him, there is sound, there's everything, what he did. From beginning to the end, he can't say anything. More than that, Allah says there is a pasuk biyad called Adam Yahtom. Whatever a person is doing during the day, every day, when he goes to sleep, bigger part of the neshama goes to heaven. There in heaven, they tell him what you do today. He writes everything what he did from beginning of the day till the end. Then they tell him, sign it. He signs. They show him. See this. Television, they show him what he wrote, what he signed. Isn't that your signature? Yeah. Can you see anything?
Convicted.
Nothing to deny.
Guilty.
He convicts himself already. As he said, first he gives the deen, then hashbon, let's see your record. Really, there is a midrash. Midrash, beautiful midrash. Adam HaRishon lo hata, ela al shehistakel b'shtayim. Adam HaRishon did not make a sin only because he looked at two things. Nobody understands the midrash. What does it mean? He made avon because he looked at two things. What two things? So every human being said there is three things to look at. Where does he come from? What does he go into? And Din B'Heshbon, heavenly court. Adam HaRishon didn't have all this thing. Why? Where did he come from? He didn't come from. But God made me. This is a big thing. He is the only human being that was made by
Hashem.
Every human being comes from another human being. Not a drug, you know. This is, but he, this was fully developed. Hashem put neshama in him. Vayipach be'apav neshmat ruach hayim. He gave him neshama, that gave him ruach, movement of life. He is able to talk, control himself, articulate. No other living things like a human being. That's what he is. He didn't have. He has to be proud of himself. There is another midrash that says, at the time that Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, he went some other tzaddikim, he met many tzaddikim. Adam HaRishon, the others. Adam HaRishon tells him, I'm better than you. What? I was created by God. You want. I'm better than you. King Moshe Abraham said, I'm better than all of you. Why? I spread the belief in God. Nobody knew, everybody was worshipping idols. Look what I did. Everyone says, I'm better. Moshe said, I'm better. That was very strange. These people, they were very modest people, especially Abraham, Ve'anochi Afar Ve'Efron. Moshe, Ve'nachnuma, Abraham said, who am I? Afar, dust, and ashes. You can compare me to the dust, to the ashes. Then, Shemban said, Nachnuma. David HaMelech said, Ve'anochi Tola'at, Ve'lo Ish. I'm a worm. What kind of human being? Am I any better than the Tola'at? The worm is better than me. We said, who is better than all of them? Moshe. He says, I'm nothing. Why? When you say Afar or Efer, it is something. What did he say, Afar and Efer? The dirt, all, there is a lot of benefit from it. Why? All things grow. Okay. But you put them there under the ground, they grow. That's how Afar is doing something, making things grow. Efer, the opposite. The Afar makes something in the future. After you put the seed, grows up. Efer is the opposite. Before it becomes Efer, ashes, there's gold, there's something. And you want to cook, you burn, you cook, then it becomes ashes. The past is good, then becomes nothing. Afar is the opposite. At the beginning of Afar, then comes something good, grows. That means you are something. That's Afar by Efer. David HaMelech said, I'm a worm. The worm is a lot of good there, isn't it? Makes silk. The worm is good. But Moshe Rabbeinu said, nothing. Not even Afar, not even that. The other guy says, and everyone says, I'm better than you. Very strange. Moshe said, I'm better than you. I said once, these things that they say, I'm better and I'm better and better, means I'm worse and I'm worse and worse. But they are, come, Rabbi, just say I'm better. Because every one of them made some mistake. Ki en adam bat ba'aretz, tzaddik ba'aretz, asher ya'aseh tov, ve'lo yecheta. Shlomo HaMelech said, no human being that will do only good and will not any wrong thing. Even something by mistake. Adam Rishon, surely he made a mistake. What is it? Ate from the tree, it's a dad. Noah, must be he made a mistake. He didn't save his generation. Abraham Avinu, he asked, Bama Edaki Erashena. The question. Yitzhak wanted to give birth to Asam. Made a mistake. He thought Asav is better than Yaakov. Yaakov said, I'm married to sisters. Said, I'm not as good as others. Moshe, he hit the rock. David said, I made a mistake. He thought, I asked him, test me. B'haneni Hashem ben Haseni. That's why he failed the test. Then it's written, if a person, very, very small person, you make avon, even if the avon is big, is considered small. Gemara said, Ammeh ha'aretz zedonot na'asot lahem kishgadot. Person ignorant, even if he does big avon, Hashem considers it to him light. The penalty will be very light. Why? He doesn't know the value, how bad it is to Avon. He doesn't know to comprehend what bad it is. And if he does, big Avon is nothing. A person, a great man, a great scholar, if he does little Avon, it's considered big. You have to be more careful. And imagine if a great scholar makes a big avon, it's worse. And these all were great people. Adam HaRishon said, I'm by nature, I'm greater than all of you because God created me. And if I made a mistake, terrible thing. Therefore, I'm worse than all of you because I made a mistake. Imagine what mistake I caused that to all the people. Comes Abraham said, I am the man that spread belief in God and that. And then I will ask a question about my attraction. My Avon is much bigger than yours, Adam HaRishon. Therefore, I'm now, in fact, I'm worse than you. Comes Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm the one that God chose me to give the Torah through me. No other human being Then Hashem gave me such a greatness. So, and I go and I do something against Hashem. He told me to talk to the Rakadayim. Heard it? Of course, my Avon is the biggest one. Everyone said, my Avon is bigger. Therefore, I become worse than you. This is how, when they say, I'm bigger, I'm bigger, I'm bigger, bigger than the way God made me bigger. But when I made Avon, I'm worse. This is, that's what I'm saying. Adam HaRishon lo hata, ela shesekel b'shtayim, because he had only two things, not three. Like Rabbi Yonah said, if you have three things, you wouldn't make Avon. But they say, there is a story of a rabbi, very great rabbi, Ashkenazim. They have a poem that they sing it in high holidays. We don't have it. The poem begins, Adam yesodo me'afar, v'sofo le'afar. A human being is formed from the dust, and he goes to the dust. It's written in the Humash. Ki'afar ata, ve'el'afar tashub. Hashem told Adam HaRishon, you became someone from the afar, and you are going to go to the afar, to the dust. And they say, that's poem, he said. They sing, they cry. Such a, who is a human being? A human being comes from the dust. And he goes to the dust. They're crying. One rabbi came on the high holidays to the shul. Ay, 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 a man comes from the dust and he goes to the dust. Huh? Dancing happy. Everybody is crying as ever. What's the joy? What's the happiness? A human being comes from the dust, he goes, we cry and you're. He said, no. I can't understand. Why should you cry? If a man was a diamond and then goes to the dust, there's a loss. No, there's nothing to lose. We came from dust, got lost. There's no loss. What does it mean? He wanted to wake them up. Think about it. Don't that just say, yes, I don't have parts for our problem. Think about that the man should not be biksha. Think about himself. That's what he meant to say. That when people do many times, they stand, they pray. Oh, what is it? Afar ani b'hayai, kal b'chomer b'mitati, that is the prayer. Afar ani b'hayai, they read, afar ani b'hayai kal b'chomer b'mitati, just like this, like nothing. I tell you what, you remember a number of times I said, a man who was reading that, afar ani b'hayai kal b'chomer b'mitati, okay, Rabbi passed by, he saw him crying, saying, Afani Bahaya, he understood the meaning. Who am I? I'm just a little dust. More when if I'm living, I'm dust. When I'm dead, of course, under the ground. And all of a sudden, this man, after he prayed, came the time Aliyot. They gave Aliyot, to somebody, this one Shilishi, this one Ray. Came to him, they gave him Shemini, the Shahir, Rakim. Came to go, they go by inviting him to find out Chavod. Chavod? You give me Rakeh? You give me that? Aliyah? What did you give me? I didn't know. What? You gave that man? Yeah, but that man needed it. You give me? You give him? Rabbi, you give me Shemini? Started yelling. The rabbi came to him and said, listen, I just heard you before saying, crying, Afarani b'hayai, from Hamidati. What did it feel? I said, yes. That I said to God. In comparison to God, I'm nothing. But this one? This is. Then, that means a person thinks too much of himself. It's the nature of man to think, I'm better than the other one. Now, a person has to say, there is something. We say in the prayer, there is pasuk in the Torah, Bashamayim mimal, ba'ala aretz mitahat. The simple meaning, Hashem wa Elohim, Hashem is God, Allah. heavens above or here. But they say different things. Things of heavenly things, mitzvot, always look at someone above you. Try to be jealous of him. Why does he have so much more mitzvot than me? Look at the one who is better than you. Envy him in order that you do more mitzvot. But things earthly, tov, materialistic here of this world, look at the one under you. Say, I'm much better than him. Look at him, Hazit. He doesn't have what I have. That's it. But Shamayim thinks about somebody who is better than you. Ala Aret thinks Mitahat, thinks the one lower than you. Then at that time, you won't make Avonot. This is the lesson that we learn from the Mishnah of Akaviyah ben Mahalalel. With this Mishnah, we'll conclude what we see the Mishnah of Pekei Avot for this week. We'll go to the Halachot of Shavuot. There is a lot more to read yet about the Omer, but since we are close to the end, we'll go to the laws of Shavuot. And page 436. You know, when is the holiday of Shavuot? The date of the holiday of Shavuot, the 6th of Sivan. Even in the Gemara, there is Mahlok. If it was the 6th or the 7th. We have the Halakha, you all know, that we celebrate on the 6th of Sivan. The Torah did not give us the date. Every holiday of the Torah, all the 6 holidays, they have date exactly. So Pesach, Shavuot, Rosh Hashanah, Kippur, Sukkot, Shemini Atzeret. Every holiday that's written in the Torah has a date. Tell you when is Pesach. Bahamisha Asar Yom Lahodesh Azeh Hagamatzot Lashem. Sutan the 15th of the month is the holidays. Begins Ad Yom Ehad Esrim Lahodesh Baal till the 21. Shavuot, it's written. No, Shavuot is not written. Rosh Hashanah, it's written Bahodesh Shavi'i Behad Lahodesh Elachem Shabbaton Zechon Toram Kakodesh. Written exactly the month and the date. The first of the 7th month. Comes Sukkot, again, Bahodesh, Bahamishah, Asar Yom, Lahodesh, Hashavi'i, Azir Haga Sukkot. Then Bayom Hashemini, Atzeret. But you come back. Kippur, of course there is. Be'asor Lahodesh Azir, Yom HaKippurim. But Shavuot is not. Why not? Why don't put date? The Torah told you the Shavuot is connected Pesach. With Pesach. What is it? You came out of slavery. You gained your freedom on Pesach. The purpose of Pesach is Shavuot. Count 50 days. Count 49 days. On the 50th you make holiday. That's called Shavuot because the Torah said two different sentences there is. The certain first was Fartem Lachem Mahorat HaShabbat. The second day after the holiday begins Pesach. The first day is considered like Shabbat. What is it? That you don't work. And then, second day, you start counting the days. Sfartem Lachem Mahorat HaShabbat Miyom HaShabi'i Mahorat HaShabbat HaShabi'i Tisperu Ad Mahorat HaShabbat HaShabi'i Tisperu Hamishim Yom. You took days. You count the days. But in Chumash Devarim, it's written differently. Shiva'a Shavu'ot Tispor Lach, Ma'achel Hermesh Bakama, Tachel Tispor Shiva'a Shavu'ot. Count 7 weeks from the time that you start using the sickle to cut the crop. The first time you use the sickle is what? With the crop of the barley. Barley goes up earlier. The wheat, later. The time of the wheat, the harvest of the wheat, is Shavu'ot. The harvest of the body is already begin from Pesach. It's written the Chumash also. V'apishta v'asa'ora nukata ki ha'asa'ora avi v'apishta giv'on. V'ahita v'akusemet lo nuku ki ha'filot ena one was the makah of the devil. They said the sa'ora, the body was destroyed. But the wheat not, because the wheat still didn't come out. Mm-hmm. And that was before. Therefore he said, the wheat comes later. And when we offer the first mincha from the first cup, is the time of Pesach. Omer. What's Omer? This is called a container, that's called Omer. Some container has special measure. It's called Omer. You fill it with water, and you bring it, and you offer it as mincha in bed, a mikdash. For what? Say, if you don't offer this mincha, you cannot eat from the new cup. You can eat the new cup first, give thanks to God for what He gave you, then you can eat from the new cup. That's called Hadash, the new cup. Hadash means new. The new cup, assume in the Torah, you cannot eat the new till you offer the Omer. That's good when there is Beit HaMikdash, you offer the Omer. If there is no Beit HaMikdash, what do? Then the Torah said, Miyom Habiyachem et Hamadim. The Torah gave two things. Or from the time that you bring the Omer, or from the day that you bring the Omer. Therefore, if there is Beit HaMikdash, you wait till they offer the Omer. If there is no Beit HaMikdash, once the day comes, that's the time you can eat. But Hachamim Kohen said, no, the day they bring the Omer, they made it second day, 17th, instead of 16th of Sivan, Anissa. Why? Because Hachamim said, listen, if you tell the people now that we are on the Galut, on the 16th, you can eat from the morning. Next year, maybe Mashiach will come. If the Mashiach comes, you can't eat till you offer the Omer. Maybe the Omer, they offer it 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. People get accustomed, oh, last year we ate from early in the morning. The year before, we early. Hachamim made you wait another day, all the years, because maybe someone will make a mistake at the time that Mashiach comes. Imagine. To make a mistake of 1 hour, maybe it's somebody, and all the people, you restrict them from having that enjoyment of eating on the 16th. Yes. Look how every avon, they figure how important it is to prevent the people from making avon. Then the Torah says, count for 49 days, then you make Shavuot to show that the purpose of Pesach wasn't only just to gain the freedom of the physical being. That's nothing. The main thing is what? To gain your spiritual freedom. To gain the Torah. The purpose God redeemed us from Egypt in order to receive the Torah. And this is what connection between Pesach and Shavuot. That's why the Torah did not give date to the Shavuot. And that's why they tell you can't eat. Because the Jewish people, when they came out of Egypt, they were told by Moshe, you know, in 50 days, you will get the Torah. One day passed, 2 days passed. They started counting the days. When would be the 50th day that I will get the Torah? They were so excited about it. That's why we count, to show God, the love of God to the people, because of how much love they showed for the Torah. And that's why in the Nevi'im it's written, Ko Amar Hashem. Listen what God said. Zacharti lach chesed ne'olayich. I remember your kindness, what you did at the early time of the formation of the nation. What is it? They came out of Mitzrayim, circumcised, Korban Pesach. They didn't care what will happen to them. They would be killed already. Going into the desert, the most dangerous thing, to be circumcised and go. And they did it. God said, I remember what you did. Then Ahavat Kelun, the love that you showed for the marriage between us. What kind of marriage? That means that we got engaged together. Got engaged in what? In the Torah. The Torah is the thing engaging the Jewish people with God. God said, I'm giving you the Torah. You observe it. You practice the mitzvot in it. That's our connection. That's our attachment to each other. Ahavat Kelun, the love that you showed for the time of our wedding. What is the wedding? That is the day that God gave us the Torah. Lechtech acharai b'mitzvah ve'eretz lazeruah. You went, you left the country, settled and everything, and you came out just because of believing in God. This is the connection between Pesach and Shavuot. And that's why they tell us, after the Sefirat HaOmer, you come and you celebrate the holiday of Shavuot. And then, Halacha Bet, he says, somehow, what they say, you are not allowed on the night, first night of Shavuot, to make Kiddush till the day will be over. Imagine, some places the day over at 10 o'clock at night. Tell them, hey, you can make Kiddush, you can't eat at 10 o'clock at night. That's why I say. Some places in England, some places, imagine, in other places. He said, that somehow was the belief, you have to wait, why? That the Torah said, Sheva Shabbatot Temimotiyena, Shekant, and 7 complete weeks. The 7 complete weeks has to complete, would be days of the Omer, and then you make holiday Shabbat. You come, you make Kiddush earlier, you don't complete the days. That's what they say. But really, this is not better. Right, you delay the people till 10 o'clock to make Kiddush. Torah is not being given to Derechea Derechei Noam V'chol Netivotei HaShalom. It's more not being given against the human nature in such a way. I have little children in Magen David congregation. Used to pray late, 8 o'clock. I made a minyan, first minyan, they prayed. They went home to make Kiddush. Rabbi asked me, why do you make the minyan? Isn't that Shavuot? I said, that's not halacha. It's better. It's better for me to make Kiddush earlier before the children will sleep. I want to make Seuda with the family. The one said, oh, you're right, for the children, go. Okay. This is what I believe up to now. Halacha is mutar. There's nothing to restrict us from that. They want to make Humrah on the better side. Okay. And that's what the rabbi also have in mind, exactly the way I used to do. He said, from the halacha, we don't have to be particular. But they want to make Kiddush. Chol Sheken Arbit. Arbit, at least in Kiddush, maybe you may be more strict, but Arbit. Arbit, you can play me by audio. Even every day we pray Arbit earlier. Doesn't matter. But there is another custom. People read special reading on the night of Shabbat. Why? Because the Jewish people, when they were about to receive the Torah, they couldn't sleep all night. They were anxious and waiting for the morning to receive the Torah. They stayed up the whole night. That's why we stay up. Because our father's done of receiving the Torah, they stayed up. We stay up too. And they read, what do you read? Special reading. For the Shavuot. First half, they read from the Torah. Second half, Zohar. That makes it hard for the people. Then, this is some people that come and say, no, we want to read Gemara. The books Rabbi Hida said, they're wrong. When all the people, they read special reading, you have to join them. According to the halacha, you have to be with the people. But if the people don't understand anything, I allow them. I say, young boys, go. You can, you want to read something you understand. But it's good if a person trains himself. Not everybody can read the Torah. If he can train himself, that he would know. In advance already, study to know how to read, then it's better. Actually, correct?
Correct. Yeah.
Now, we go to the third halacha. מותר להתפלל תפילת ערבית בליל חג השבועות בעוד יום. The Romans, when this? לפני הלילה כנהוג בכל יום. ואין צריך להיזהר בזה להתפלל רק לאחר צאת הכוכבים. ואף המחמירים לעניין הקדוש, even though that they're restricting themselves for קדוש, but in the prayer they shouldn't. The convoy went sharp. They said, I don't have to. There are some people, you know, on Rosh Hashanah, this is simanim, there is. What good things to eat as a good symbol for the year. That some people, they do also the same thing on Shavuot. They take bread, they don't put in the salt, they put sugar. There is no need to eat. The rabbi said, there is nothing to be particular about it. You can take sour things, eat, tastier. Take what's tasty, it doesn't matter. Rosh Hashanah is different. Gemara said, Siman at the beginning of the year, but Shavuot doesn't matter. Then, as we said about all this, this is important. People that they stay up the whole night, they have to know that they have to read, if they read the Shema early, because of the day, still before the night, they should read Shema again before midnight. Because a person must read Shema in time. And after midnight, it's already late. They should do it before midnight. And we do it always. We remind the people. Before midnight comes, Kel Melech Le'eman Shema Yisrael. Then this is